This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Tony, thank you for being with us. I hope you're having a great start to your day. How are you this morning?
Oh, I'm doing great, coming off of a beautiful weekend and ready to jump right back into work.
Yeah, there you go. All right, tell me why tomorrow is such an important day.
Well, you know, tomorrow we launch and everything opens up for our Community Works grant, which is going to be $234,000 in funding. So this is a real game changer for the community. The criteria is going to be workforce development and education, so we can address a lot of things that, you know, probably a year ago with the landscape changing so much, we didn't realize how much we were going to need these vital areas to be fixed. So this is really important work, and we're excited about a lot of people coming together and submitting some great proposals for this project.
All right. Now, as I understand it, the criteria is based on in two areas, as you mentioned, workforce development and education. Let's start with workforce development. What might be some of the categories or areas under that umbrella?
Well, things that generate job creation, job retention, career advancement, even adult literacy, just preparing people to just make an impact back in the workforce here in Macon County.
Okay, and then under the area of education, expanding availability of quality child care facilities, strengthening educational programs, management capacities, increase access to qualify for affordable education. Talk to me a little bit about the eligibility. If people are seeking this funding or programs or organizations, what needs do they have? They have to be a 501c3, I would imagine, to start with, right?
Have to be a 501c3 or a qualified charitable or religious or government organization. We need your determination letter from the IRS to show your 501c3 status. Must be located in Macon County, and we're definitely going to prioritize, you know, the organizations that have commitment to racial equity and economic equality.
Okay, and then let's go through the timeline. So tomorrow the online grant application portal will be opened for people to start this process, but you guys also have a briefing via Zoom coming up on April 12th.
We're going to do the briefing on Zoom just to be able to answer questions and talk to everybody if there's any concerns or additional questions, because we don't close the portal down until May 5th. So we're giving people almost a solid month to really get everything together on this, and then we'll announce the recipients on June 1st. And coincidentally, that just happens to be a Tuesday, and we'll be announcing that on Buyers and Company.
All right, very excited about that. So talk to me a little bit about this Zoom meeting. What time does it take place? How do people sign up for that?
Well, we're going to send out the announcements when we start getting some applications in and notify those agencies. And really, we're not going to make it a mandatory meeting, but we do want to make it available because we know we're going to have experienced grant writers, and we're going to have organizations who are writing for this kind of funding for the first time. So we want to make that open to everybody, and we'll announce that, you know, what time that'll go through, and, you know, hopefully we can answer questions and help some people out.
Okay, and you can always email T. Holly, H-O-L-L-Y, at MaconCountyGives.org, or you can call the office at 429-3000. All right, I'm very excited about this. You guys have done such a great job partnering with organizations in the community to move people forward. This has to be very meaningful for you to be able to back it up and go, okay, not only are we talking about great ideas, but funding for those great ideas.
Yeah, this is exactly the kind of, you know, grant that when I interviewed for the position, I thought, wow, a chance to really make an impact in the community. And like I said, this is a game changer. This is, you know, funding could go a lot of different ways. You know, last year we gave workforce development almost $100,000 in this area from this grant. So this can really make a really deep impact in the community.
All right, I have to ask you a superhero entertainment question because it's become our thing. I'm not quite sure why. You suggested this animated series on Amazon. I saw a preview for it. I haven't watched it yet. Tell me about it.
I suggested Invincible, which is written by the wonderful Robert Kirkman, who also does The Walking Dead. And it's a really kind of an 80s romp kind of looking superhero cartoon, but it has a deep moral impact, and I strongly encourage everybody to watch it. It's really, really draws you in, and it's got a lot of twists, and so far I love it. So you have to let me know what you think when you get a chance to watch it.
All right, it's in my queue, my friend. Thank you for being with us today. We appreciate you and all the work that you're doing in the community.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.